What's going on, guys? Thanks so much for checking out the Big Brain Boys podcast. On this week's episode, we talk about the Jeffrey Dahmer Netflix series, the backlash it's been getting, the glasses being sold for 150 fucking grand, and it getting put in the LGBTQ section of Netflix. We talk about Kanye West wearing a White Lives Matter shirt at a fashion show and some girl named Candace Owens. I don't know who that is. We talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial getting made into a movie. Adam Levine cheating on his wife with some girl with a misspelled name and naming his son after it, and a whole bunch of other current events. So stay tuned for the whole episode. Thanks so much for checking it out. Subscribe to the channel, follow the Apple, the Spotify, all that stuff. Follow the social media, submit a question if you want on the Instagram for next week's episode, and hope you enjoy.
Knowledge, curiosity for learning.
Smartest guy in the room alert.
Stupid.
My brain is big and smart.
Hey, cheers, man.
Cheers, buddy. Okay, thanks for tuning in, y'all. All right, here we go. Instagram Q&A. I guess we can start it off how we've done it before. You schmeet beat standing, sitting, or laying down?
Say it again.
Do you schmeet
beat?
Schmeet beat.
Never said it like that in my life, but I'm going to start saying it like that.
Do you schmeet beat standing, sitting, or laying down?
All three. However, standing? I like. It's actually standing's kind of fucking crazy.
Standing schmeet beat?
That's a little fucking
Schmeet on the beat?
Little Schmeedy on the beat.
Little Schmeedy on the beat. Standing.
I take it back. I redact.
Have you ever?
No. Just like by yourself, Schmeet beating, standing up.
I think one time I did it, I was camping with a buddy in like seventh grade. We were gone for like 4 days. And I was like, I gotta bounce one off the wrist here. And I like went out and I think I stood and rubbed it out.
Just looking at fucking trees. So horny as a grade 7 kid. Just anything can make me bust right
now.
Dude,
that junior high sex drive does not fuck around, dude. Yeah. Dude,
a few days and you get like primal. Like you're going crazy.
Yeah. Back in the days when just like being in the same class as a girl made you just fucking...
You can't even stand up straight.
Remember NRBs? Do you remember what NRBs was?
Yeah.
No reason boners?
Yeah.
Dude, those could fucking crush a kid in a class if you got asked to stand up.
I mean, just girls just never didn't believe it. They were like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
No, it will just happen.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're just stuck sitting until it's gone.
Yeah, and I remember I would wear like gym shorts to school, like those like whatever they're fucking made out of.
Yeah,
and yeah, there's no you gotta. I remember, so many times trying to do like the slick waistband.
Oh, that's a risky maneuver.
Because if you get caught waistbanding it, that's social suicide.
You're done. You have to move schools. Yeah, there's no comeback from that.
Because how crazy is it to be in like a junior high classroom and reach down into your dick and balls, pull up this fucking thing like an e-brake on a manual car, like into the waistband, just in front of everybody.
Or you're like stretching and like your shirt comes up and it's just the tip of your wiener. Tip your wiener's
like
poking
someone's
out.
Like someone's sitting in a hot tub. Like that's what it looks like. Yeah. Someone's head poking out of a fucking wading pool.
Yeah.
Someone's bald head in a hot tub. Holy shit. NRB. Oh, junior high sex drive, man.
Anyways, Schmeet beat all three.
I mean, laying down, sitting. I can't remember when's the last time I sat.
Yeah, sitting's a lot. I definitely have.
To fucking yoink one off the tist?
It's too messy.
What?
There's too many places where a mess can happen.
What kind of mess? Like,
you know what I mean? Like, where's it going to go from right here?
It's like a volcano. Unless you're fucking shooting ropes like fucking...
Hey, man.
Rest in peace, Chris Kyle. Like, you're sniping with that thing.
Going across the room.
Whoa!
Oh, shit.
Would you rather never come at all? Or when when you do come, it is like a liter and shoots out like a absolute... Like, just madness.
The second one.
How inconvenient is that, though? You can never just bounce one out.
Like you just got to make time for it. You got to go into the bath. you just got to block out a part of your day. Honey, I'm going for a bath.
Stupid.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've been caught doing? I don't think I've had pretty good luck. I don't think I've been caught doing much. I mean, just probably whacking off when you're a kid.
That I've never got caught doing
You've
that.
You've never been red-handed?
No.
Wow. You never got caught whacking off?
No, never.
Were you a big yanker?
Yeah, I yanked it.
How often? What were we talking? What kind of numbers?
Well, I was a one a dayer. Rookie numbers?
You gotta bring those numbers up.
Is this the jack off episode? Hey, this is just the Schmeet beat episode. You got caught lots though, hey?
Not lots, Christ sakes.
Stupid.
Connor starting an OnlyFans. I would. I'd fucking start an OnlyFans. I'd walk around naked if I could. Fuck. I'd run it up. Would you start an OnlyFans? Yeah.
Feet pics only though.
What a schlub you are. Turn it off. I don't know if I could do OnlyFans
solo.
Yeah, definitely not solo. I would never. I don't like that's. Yeah, no, definitely not. But I also don't know if I could do OnlyFans without. Like, I think I'd have to like crowdfund the OnlyFans. Like, I'd have to. You'd have to buy it first, and then I'd make it.
Oh, you'd have to be like, okay, I'm gonna get paid this much. All right, I'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna put it up and hope I need
you put it up and they're like just two people pay, and you're like this. It, now it's just the three of us. Like,
is there anything more demoralizing? Yeah, I'd have to like crowdfund it.
Yeah.
You know.
Which would be an interesting social experiment. Just start it and just be like, if we get to a number, it's happening.
Thoughts on toes or feet? Do you prefer cute feet or don't really matter? You a foot guy?
I'm a little bit of a foot guy.
Oh, I'm glad you said this. What? Why?
I don't know, man.
What about it?
I don't know, man.
I've never understood the foot fetish. And we don't kink shame around here, but like what? You know, those are the fucking concrete grippers, right?
They sure are.
Like, they go sure on the dirty floor. Like, yep. What about a foot is attractive?
I don't know. They're just, I honestly don't know.
Like, you see feet and you're like, yeah.
And no, it's not like that's the first thing I look at. But I see someone with some nice toes.
My eyes are up here, like, down at the feet.
Yeah, let me see those fucking dirt grabbers, baby. No, you see, I see someone with some nice feet, and it's a nice little touch. You
know? I mean, I'm not saying like bad feet are definitely bad.
Yeah,
but like I have no, like an average foot and a good foot means nothing to me.
Yeah,
I'm not like, oh, you got a, what is it, manicure or pedicure? Which one's the foot?
Pedicure.
You don't even know that. You just guessed that.
50-50 though.
It's 50-50.
Good chance I'm right.
Better odds than the fucking Nino.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never understood the foot thing. Should we switch off toilet paper and become a bidet society? Do you have a bidet?
No. Have you used a bidet before?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I think, isn't Europe like all bidet?
Asking the wrong guy.
I can't remember. I was in Europe. Obviously, because I travel, I'm cultured. You ever been to Europe? Probably not, hey?
No,
that sucks, man. I can't remember if it was bidets.
You would remember if it was bidets.
No, but I remember like some places were bidets and some... I can't remember if it was all bidets.
Was it 50-50 or like...
Oh, if I knew, I would have said it, right?
But I'm saying there's some bidets. In Canada, there's no bidets.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, true. Yeah, you're making a point that it's not controversial at all. I'm surprised in 2022 it's not all bidets.
It should be all bidets.
We have wireless phone chargers and no bidets. That blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, we got everything except high pressure water in my ass.
we have high speed internet, no high pressure water in my ass.
Stupid.
How do I tell my colleague to stop delegating shit to me when she can do it herself? I would say get a handgun. People I think underestimate the things you can get done with a loaded weapon.
Yeah.
And you can no harming anyone.
Yeah.
But you pull that thing out and someone will do what you say.
Pull that motherfucking thing out.
Keep that thing on you.
You say fucking Colleen, you do your own shit.
And pull that thing out and be like, "What'd you say?"
Yeah. Either that, slash their tires, threaten to burn down their house, hire a hitman. And just take them out.
Fight fire with fire is what you're saying.
Just
fight fire with fire. Fight fire with fire.
You want me to file your reports? I'm gonna burn down your entire house.
You can fire this. You can file this police report. Is what you can do.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm a cold-blooded killer.
First year in college. How do I make friends? handgun.
Yeah.
What were you laughing at?
Yeah, what's so funny?
What's so funny? We're going to hang out, aren't we? First year in college, how do I make friends?
Become an alcoholic and a degenerate gambler.
Yep.
And start vaping, start smoking cigarettes, maybe dabble into hard drugs.
You have to become a cool kid.
Do hard drugs.
You have to become a cool kid.
Yeah.
You have to become a cool kid. People don't like nerds.
What are you going to do? Study on the weekends? No, you're going to do blow. Yeah. You can do Molly, party, unprotected sex. Just be cool.
Exactly.
All you got to do is be cool.
Be cool is the only thing. Be cool. If someone passes you something illegal, don't say no.
Yeah.
Say yes.
Someone passes you hard drugs.
Friends are made behind the walls of crime. That's where friends are made. You don't make friends at the fucking computer lab. And you know what else you can do is you can make fun of somebody. Our friend, who shall remain nameless, he is in like kinesiology or something for his university program, and they were playing volleyball, which I don't understand. Face on me after like a day in university, and he'll be like, I'm at kinesiology education master's business, and we played ringette. And I was like, damn, bro, I was doing that in junior high. But he said he spiked a volleyball. He was like, man, I don't have any friends in this class.
Mm-hmm.
And he spiked a volleyball and he hit a kid in the face,
mm-hmm.
and he made friends out of making fun of the kid with other people.
Mm.
So that's another thing you can do too, is when you see another nerd knocking books out of their hands.
Yeah, pick on people that are lower than you.
Yes.
They're more insecure, more vulnerable. Just pick on them, pick on them.
And then people around you will join in on that.
Gang mentality, mom mentality.
And you will form a bond through through that.
I think that's a foolproof method to gain friends in college.
Yeah.
Stupid.
What are your thoughts on ghosting? What are my thoughts on ghosting? Controversial take here, mm-hmm. and this is not sarcastic. I think ghosting is overrated for how much hate it gets. Like, I think it gets a bad rap. I don't think ghosting is that terrible of a thing.
It should be more accepted. Like, when you get ghosted, people should be like,
Yeah, like, not even just more accepted, just like, I don't think ghosting is that terrible of a thing. Like, if you just want to stop talking to somebody, I think you can just do it.
I think there's a line. Like, if you're just like, like, if you're friends with someone for like 5 years and then you're just like, fuck that dude, and never talk to him again, that's a bad thing to do.
I think that's fine.
That's crazy.
Why muddy the waters? Just stop. Just, it's like, you know what it is? It's like in professional sports, the coaches.
Yeah. Friendships and professional sports are exactly the same.
Just hang on. Would you let me get to the fucking point for fuck?
Okay.
Professional sports coaches will tend not to get too close to the players,
mm-hmm.
because it becomes harder to trade them and release them and stuff. I'm serious.
Yeah.
The real thing. So I think ghosting is perfectly normal. I think what actually has to happen is people have to stop being such good friends with each other.
Yeah. Like, stop opening up to people.
Stop hanging out. Stop hanging out with your friends and everyone hang out with me.
Stupid.
Oh, here's one for you. I like a guy who's 4 inches shorter than me and is really insecure about his height.
I'm your man.
What compliments do you like that mask the height thing? Do you like when people say little man?
Yeah. Like, I like when people come up to me and they're like, how's it going, little guy? And they rub me in the head.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
How about when people pat your head?
Yeah, like when they give me like little noogies.
Yes.
And then I also like when people pick me up from under the arms. They go, wee, and they spin me around.
Wee.
Yeah. But that's hard to do for me because I'm 6'1".
I think that's how to make him feel less insecure. When you walk up to him, say, how's it going, little guy? Oh, another thing too is when he's reaching for something, say, do you need help getting mm-hmm. that? That'd be a good thing. When he's opening up jars, say, do you need a hand with that?
Yeah.
When he does something, I think this is a big one. When he does something, act like you're really proud.
good job.
Boy.
I think that would actually make me feel pretty good if people did that.
I would love that.
Yeah.
If I just like went and got gas that day and someone was like,
oh my goodness.
Good boy.
And you're like, that was pretty good boy of me.
Tail wagging.
Yeah.
That was pretty good of me.
Yeah.
That was a good boy.
I didn't want to do that and I did it.
Last one. I recently got into a relationship with a person who identifies as non-binary. What do I call them during sex instead of good girl? Good thing?
You just say good job. Good job. Good buddy.
Good.
Who's my good buddy? Ugh. I don't know, man.
Good human.
What if they don't identify as a human?
Dude, I saw a TikTok the other day. It was like about frog pronouns. It was someone saying like frog person, frog they, like mm-hmm. frog pronouns. Oh, man. I know it's so hacked to be like, this gender shit's getting out of control. But I was like, dog, I can't defend a frog, man. Come on, man. At least be something fucking that stands 5 inches off the ground. Fucking Christ. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying this episode of the Big Brain Boys. Just a reminder to subscribe to the YouTube if you want video. And if you only want audio, we got Spotify, Apple, wherever else you get audio podcasts. Be sure to follow those. Hit us up on the social media at the Big Brain Boys, Instagram, TikTok, everything else. And hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. Are you keeping up with the shit about the Dahmer series?
I haven't watched it yet, but I've obviously know about it yet.
Okay, all the backlash, all the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing someone is selling the glasses for $150,000 or something?
Glasses? What does that mean?
His glasses.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer's real
stuff. Real glasses are going on sale for $150,000.
Hold on. What's your take on this?
On the glasses or him? Misunderstood guy.
No, not on him. Not on him. On the glasses. What's your take on someone selling his glasses?
Dude, if Jeffrey Dahmer's glasses can go for $150,000, cancel culture's over.
Yeah, actually, you're kind of right there.
What worse can you do other than this guy? This guy is one of the worst, like John Gacy, Dahmer. Yeah, like what other...
selling the clown suit?
Yeah, like if cancel culture's done.
Yeah.
If you're making money off of that shit, you're not getting canceled for saying...
How did that guy get the glasses in the first place?
Jeffrey Dahmer's glasses go on sale for $150,000 as man tries to cash in on Netflix series.
Do you think it's wrong for that guy to cash in?
Do you want me to lie to you or do you want the honest answer?
I'd rather you be honest.
I'll ask again. Do you want me to lie to you or do you want me to be honest?
Just be honest this one time.
I'll ask again. Do you want me to
lie? Can I say my opinion?
Please.
I'm a bag chaser. If I had those glasses, I'd sell them for $500,000.
Hey, man, it's worth what someone will... Anything's worth what someone will pay for it.
Yeah. Someone will take those fucking glasses.
100% they will.
I bet you fucking Mr. Beast is going to buy them and put them in his next video.
Dude, that's so Mr. Beast.
We're going to do a real-life Jeffrey Dahmer serial killer video.
Guys, I got 10 people. If
you
survive,
you get $1,000,000. I'm literally hunting people for money.
Oh, that's Mr. Beast's next video.
He's just a straight up serial killer.
Because he redid Squid Game, right? Parody or whatever, or like a whatever. Oh, dude, Mr. Beast. Winner gets $1,000,000. That's so funny. Okay, another thing about this. So the glasses for $150,000. Jesus Christ. I mean, he'll probably fucking get it.
Oh, yeah.
So one little thing, I mean, okay, there's a lot of backlash about the series. Part of me is kind of done with like series about like just white dudes killing and raping everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm a little
bit done. The 80s was a crazy time.
Holy fuck. Did he eat people?
I think so, yeah.
He ate them? I didn't watch the series. I put it on for 5 minutes and then I went on my phone. But I also get the backlash as to like people who are like, if I had any victims, like this obviously doesn't hit home for me at all. But like if I had a family member or whatever, or like I was anything closely related, I'd be fucking pissed.
It is kind of fucked to think that like they're making dramatic series out of serial killers. Like, these are all real people in this show. And obviously, I don't know, like, whatever. Maybe all these people involved got money somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's, like, crazy to think that they're just like,
oh, I doubt.
Oh, it's terrible that these families went through it. But let's, like, let's put this guy on a mantle for, like, the next few months.
Also, dude, the actors, like, maybe not the guys who play the but, like, the guy who plays Jeffrey Dahmer, like, get audition for other things.
Don't look like a serial killer.
Bro. Like the actors, that's a weird thing to think about for me too. Like, I've never been an actor and like been starving for a role or whatever, but like, if I had to portray, like if it was a made up series about a whatever thing, villain, the killer, whatever, like different thing. But if someone was like, you have to play the real Jeffrey Dahmer and like, you know, like try to actually be him, I'd be like, I'll pass, bro.
Yeah. But I do see like those a true actor wants to be is like, I want to pull off being this guy. Like I want to embody this guy.
But a real person who killed and ate gay black people?
I mean, I don't get it.
You're testing your acting chops for sure, but fuck me.
What's crazy to me, it's like the same thing as like if they did a dramatic series about like the Columbine school shootings. It's the same thing.
No, but that's the thing. You said that right now, but I bet there's someone pitching a fucking thing about it right now. Like,
there probably
and then there's an actor who's going to play the shooter.
Yeah, it is actually. Now that you say, there probably is. That probably is happening.
What's different than the Columbine shooting to Dahmer? They're both crazy fucking terrible things.
Yeah.
People
are going to be so riveted to watch it. They want to see.
And people are going to walk in and audition. Imagine auditioning for this role.
To be
Dahmer.
Psycho.
They're like, give us your best impression of a guy who kills and eats gay black people.
Yeah.
I've seen something fucking wild. I don't know if you've seen this. So the Jeffrey Dahmer series on Netflix was in the LGBTQ section. Mm-hmm. Did you see this?
I did see that. It was on Twitter. It went crazy on Twitter.
Who's fucking getting fired from their gig? Holy
shit. Not a good call.
Not a good call.
Yeah. Someone got fired for
Or someone
sure.
pressed the wrong fucking button too. Yeah.
They're like, what do we want to put this under? Like dramatic crime series?
Nope.
Or or the only other option.
Yeah, that's tough.
What are you gonna do?
That's a tough one.
What are you gonna do?
Stupid.
I don't know who this guy is. I've never heard of him. But again, that means nothing to people because there's so many people that I haven't heard of in the social media space and YouTube.
Yeah, you don't
know
anything.
Me not knowing someone means nothing now. They can be so fucking famous that I'm so out of touch with these people. There's a guy, you've probably seen this. His name's Dream.
Yeah.
A face reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, dude.
Okay, we'll go into it. But I feel terrible for this guy.
I'll run it off. The kid, I say kid, he's probably 35. I don't fucking know how old this fucking guy is playing Minecraft. Dude. He looks like an average dude.
The most regular human I've ever seen in my life.
This is what happens, dude. It's like Nickelback. It's like other things that just get big. Like, not even get big. It's like things that one person hates. It's like Nickelback and Rollerblades are the two that I can think of. One person makes a joke about it, and it's done, dude.
Yeah, you're over.
Dream. I say Dream. I hate calling another grown man Dream. He did his face reveal. I mean, he does have a weird shape to his face, but I mean, the fucking prick looks pretty average.
I mean, there's some ugly fucking mugs out there.
The guy could have been a mutt.
Yeah.
Like, the guy could have been an absolute fucking dust ball.
I thought he was a regular looking dude.
The guy could not look more average. He looks like a basic Logic listener.
Yeah.
Like, he listens to Logic and G-Eazy.
He looks like a white video game player.
Yeah. Like, I don't... Like, he looks the same to me as Ninja. Or, that's the only one I can fucking think of.
Yeah. Any one of them.
This kid got it rough.
Oh my God.
And I want to add to it.
Yep. Let's fucking pile up on him.
This fucking kid. Look at the chin on this prick.
So that's what I saw. Like everybody was like, the whole time he was talking, he was only showing one side of his face.
Yeah.
It's like he must be missing an ear or something on this side.
100%. And it also, there's a meme of like, it's like a drawn face of like that like smiling person. I'll put it up in the pod for the video. I'll Google it and put it up. But he also looks exactly like that. But and also the kid kind of fucked himself with how this is another testament to if you just constantly have the energy about you that you know what you're doing, no one will talk to you. The way he did it, you could tell he was nervous. Did he game with a mask? I have no idea.
He just never had like that little face cam.
Oh, really?
Like,
and he was that big without a face cam?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know how big
he probably
was.
He probably had voice, I bet.
But did you see how many people were watching him?
A million, I thought. Why?
Yeah.
Right?
On Like, he was trending bigger than Sunday Night Football, dude. Anything going on Sunday. He had 1.6 million people watching him take that little
And he moved his mask.
And he's like, hey.
And the way he did it, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you watch.
But could you imagine, like, you're doing this face reveal, you think it's going to be kind of big, and then you see that little 1.6M watching you, you'd be like, oh, fuck.
And you like forget to take something out of your teeth, like you have food in your teeth, you had no idea or something.
Yeah.
Oh, just brutal. But the way he did it, you could tell he was nervous. And the thing is, people who watch Twitch are wolves. It's like people in comment sections of like TikTok and shit. They're animals. You can't give them any.
They're looking for you to fuck up.
They're looking for you to fuck up. And the second he, I seen the clip of him moving the mask, and he did it in such a nervous way. He was like. Like, he was like, what? And then he like got socially awkward or whatever. Like, just the way he was like, I was like, I could tell he was nervous. And I was like, he could have actually been a decently looking guy. That energy, I was like, he's going to get eaten alive.
You're putting yourself behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
The second you're like nervous.
Because those 13-year-olds on Twitch don't, when they smell blood, dog.
They're like sharks, piranhas.
It's fucking Sharknado, baby. Yeah,
they're coming for you. But I felt terrible when I saw it like on Twitter and everybody was just. Like, it was like hashtag dreams ugly was the one I saw. And I was like,
I saw another one. It wasn't a hashtag, but it was just like the words were trending were he's all caps. He's ugly. I was like, holy fuck, man. I would have been in absolute bits.
That's brutal. And think like, what? I don't even.
Did he hop off? I didn't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if he said anything since.
I would have pulled. I would have thrown the webcam away.
Fuck this. Yeah.
I'm out forever. Yeah. Changed my name and then went back to being
I'm not putting my face up ever again. I'm just being faceless again.
God. Oh, and I love to imagine that it was like someone like his mom or something that told him like, buddy, have some confidence. Put your face out there.
Come on, everybody else is putting their face out
and
there.
And he was like, "Mom, you don't get it. Like,
they're fucking sick in the head.
Kids on the internet are savages now." And she was like, and his mom was like, "Don't, baby, don't you talk that mess. You no. put your pretty. I birthed you. You put that pretty face on the internet."
Who's
and
my
he was like,
"Pretty little boy."
And he was, and he was like, "All right, Mom, you're right. He's ugly.
He looks like a sack of fucking potatoes." Poor fucking guy.
Holy shit.
Dream, you're welcome to be a guest on the show if you'd like.
Just wear a mask. Please, I don't want to see that fucking
face. We'll blur your face. Don't worry.
Stupid. Kanye West faces backlash for wearing shirt with White Lives Matter slogan. Kanye West faces backlash for wearing shirt with racist White Lives Matter slogan alongside controversial conservative commentator Candace Owens at his Paris fashion show. Dude. I don't know if it's you or maybe I'm just stupid, but if a sentence has more than like probably I'd say 11 words.
I was going to say dude, it felt like you were talking forever there.
Oh man, I can't even tune in. Who's Candace Owens?
Yeah.
can I click it? Wes and Owens.
I think she's like a right-wing politician.
A right-wing politician.
Yeah. I don't know what she does, but I know she's like right-wing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That doesn't look good, huh? Dude, we had this conversation a long time ago when Kanye came out with his album, Donda, at the same time as CLB. We had this debate, and you liked Donda better. And it's a couple songs, a couple more songs have grown on me, but I still think that like it's just he's become... Kanye does this thing where he does... I genuinely don't think he had a political motive behind this as to like, you know, BLM was a scam, White Lives Matter. I don't think he had a political motive behind this. He's done this a lot. With his clothing sucks. And people who say it is good, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
His clothing sucks. His shoes suck. His music is starting to suck. And I love Kanye, his old shit. I love all that stuff, but he's starting to do this thing where he's starting to, and the same thing with like supporting Trump. He does these things that he knows are not, you're not supposed to do. It's like, it's going to be 100%. Not agreed with just strictly because he's like, I'm going to test how genius I am and how loved I am. That I'm going to like I'm going to support Trump and be the number one rapper. I'm going to wear a White Lives Matter shirt and sell the most clothing. Yeah. Like he does these things that like are so, it's so disingenuous that like it's honestly like, I don't see this and I'm like, this is a guy with a political motive. He does these things.
No, he's doing it to like, he's doing it to fucking trend and be number one. Because wearing a White Lives Matter shirt at a fashion show is going to fucking put a big target on your back.
And he does these things because he's like, I'm going to do this and I bet I'll still be the best artist of all time. And it's like, it's so like, I jumped ship on Kanye a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like when, like, I mean, when Donda came out, I was already like, dude, I'm ready for this to be a bad album of like, of him just like putting shitty songs together and being like, I'm a genius. Trust me. It's like, it's just bad.
Yeah.
And he's starting to like shit on his fan base a little bit. Obviously the music is a much less degree of that. I mean, mm-hmm. it's harmless. But he's starting to do these things, like the Trump was one and the White Lives Matter shirt, where he's like, I'm going to do something like cancelable or headline worthy or controversial, mm-hmm. and I'll still sell the clothes. I'll still fucking sell records. And it's such a fucking douche move. Dude, people so quickly forget that he like said slavery was a choice. Do you remember
that? Yeah.
Like, this guy kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He's not.
He said some very outlandish shit.
But on top of that, like, I don't think he actually means that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just like, okay, I'm a rapper. I'm a black guy. I am in this culture. What can I do that's not in this culture and hated by this culture? You know, pro-slavery, yeah. pro-Trump, pro-white lives. And he's like, I'm going to do all that, and I bet I'll still be the best of the other culture. And I'm like, and it's like, dude, you're shitting on your whole, on a whole fan base and a whole race of people that are supporting you from one culture.
Yeah.
And dude, this guy sucks.
Yeah, like I don't buy into a lot of the antics he does online.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, it's just to get people upset.
Has the best Instagram, though.
Oh, my God. I love it so much. Even he commented on that today. He's like, people are asking me why I wore a White Lives Matter shirt. And all I say is, it's because they do. And it's like, what? No, dude, you're just trying to get everybody fired up about wearing a White Lives Matter shirt. Like, it's fucking crazy.
I would love to think that his like record sales are down and he can like see where demographically they're down. And he's like, we're not selling many records in Alabama. And he's like, I got the fix.
Hey, I got something.
He's like, we only sold 6 albums in Alabama. He's like, I'll change that.
Yeah.
Everyone in fucking Georgia right now is like, yeah, this Kanye guy is starting to sound all right.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Speaking of Kanye, did you see his Balenciaga fashion show?
Where
they walked through the mud?
Oh, was that his?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was his, but he was like a designer for it or something. Like,
I didn't know that was his.
He was like showcasing the mud stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's another
like our fashion show. What are fashion shows? What are fashion shows, man? Walking through the mud wearing ripped up clothes. What are we doing?
And I actually am in. You know, I'm in support of like, whatever your artistic vision is, do it. But there starts to become a point, and it's the same thing I just said about Kanye, where it starts to become almost disingenuine, where it's like, dude, you're not, this isn't even your vision of like, I actually don't think it was Kanye the Mud thing. Cause I think I've actually seen a thing that Balenciaga put out. I think it was another designer.
He definitely walked in it.
I don't think it was his choice of the mud thing though.
Oh, okay.
It becomes a point where it's almost disingenuine, where it seems like, dude, there's no way your vision was you walking through the mud. You're just like, you're just trying to like start a shit show.
The craziest shit. Like,
yeah. And it's like so disingenuous.
Yeah.
You know, it's like with experimental music when someone's like, my vision for this music is like just me. Like it's a clip of me having diarrhea, audio of me having diarrhea. It's like, you're not a visionary. You're just fucking with people.
Yeah. You just made it big and now you can fuck with people.
Yeah. You made it big and now you can do whatever you want. And you're like, I bet we'll have a big fashion show. Let's have them walk through the mud.
Yeah.
And all the models who like, this is their whole life and career. They're like, we have to walk through the mud. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, no, put on the big rubber suit and the rubber boots and the hat and everything and sliding around the mud.
Dude. And it's funny because I bet the set designers, I don't know if it's called the set, but like the fucking whatever designers who are like putting in the mud and stuff. I bet they're all very like blue collar labor people.
Yeah.
And I bet I've worked those jobs, blue collar labor jobs. And I know what kind of men are there. And it's like, I bet as they were all shoveling mud into this fashion show, I can just imagine the chirps that were going down about Kanye.
Fuck these people.
Fuck these fucking pricks.
In the middle of this hall, they want all this fucking mud.
Yeah. There's some rich fashion designer who's like, I want you to shovel all this mud into this fucking thing 100
Put
yards away.
Put the water here and the mud here.
And it's just a bunch of like blue collar dudes like, you motherfuckers.
You rich fucks.
You fucking pricks.
Too much money.
They're getting paid $17 an hour. They're like, fuck you. Dude, also the White Lives Matter thing, like, no, like, people are advocating for the Black Lives Matter movement as, like, you know, we're looking for people to be voices. We need to have this be heard. I don't know enough info about, like, the BLM. People are saying it's a scam. There's been misallocation of donations. I don't know enough about that. I'm not even going to touch on it. But just speaking of the stuff that I think me and you both know is, like, no, I don't think there was anyone who was, like, kind of, like... I would love to think of Kanye putting on a White Lives Matter shirt and then all the white people that Kanye thinks he's like being the voice of are like, hey, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Don't, we're actually making us look kind of bad. Yeah, you don't have to do that.
We're good, man.
It's like when someone's like getting in trouble in school and then you're like, and my fucking friend was there too. And you're like, whoa, that's not.
You take care of you.
That was your decision, bro. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying this episode of the Big Brain Boys. Just a reminder to subscribe to the YouTube if you want video, and if you only want audio, we got Spotify, Apple, wherever else you get audio podcasts. Be sure to follow those. Hit us up on the social media at the Big Brain Boys, Instagram, TikTok, everything else, and hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. I don't know if you heard. I mean, I was all over my social media, all over his social media too, so it was pretty big news.
Mm-hmm.
I'm best friends with George Kittle now.
Oh, yeah, how could we forget your best friend, Georgie?
Yeah, I do call him Georgie, yeah. Not only am I best friends with George Kittle, I'm best friends with George Kittle's family. I will be invited to all weddings, birthdays.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, the whole...
Funerals.
God forbid.
Christ's sakes. But if there is one, I will...
You'll be there. I'll be there. You'll speak. You'll do the eulogy.
I will speak. I'll be there. Yeah. Big fucking thank you to George Kittle on a serious note. Fucking... We haven't talked about this on the pod, I don't think. Even when he wore the merch, I don't think we talked about it on the pod.
Yeah.
He bought merch. He wore it in a presser. And then he just like reached out, said he liked the videos and stuff. And then, you know, got us a couple tickets to the Niners game a couple weeks ago. So fucking cool. Huge thank you to that guy. For someone, it's always so cool to see people send the elevator back down when they're at such a high level, without even like any sort of motive to it. Like, he didn't know me. We had never talked, and he like went out of his way to do something nice for me, knowing how big it would be for me, like to see him wear merch and to like, you know, I had been to one NFL game. But to be in like a box seat with like his family and stuff was so cool. And, to see people like that high up, send the elevator back down, knowing how cool it is. He's you can tell he's a fucking very grounded, very nice dude. And we're best friends now. So I don't know really what to say about that.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I mean,
he probably already forgot my name, but,
dude, so that Carter guy was pretty cool.
The second I leave, they're like, what's up with that fucking Clark? Dude, it's so funny. Me and Cody were at the game with his family, and they had a box with another player's family. So it was like two families, and they have a real family, like where they all like each other and stuff. So it's like a whole, cousins and girlfriends and wives and babies and parents. And it's all like wholesome and stuff, and no one's like fighting. it was very refreshing. And his dad is like a very old, like seems like a very old school kind of hard dude. Very sweet, very nice guy. They were all so sweet, very nice, but just very, you know, football dad. Mm-hmm. And it's Sunday, right? And he's watching football. He's got his binoculars, right? Hat, fucking beard.
Yeah, football dad.
Yep. Old school, tough guy, looks like. And, you know, we had met his wife and mom and everyone else like this. And his dad was like just lasered in watching the game as any football dad does. And me and Cody are there, and we had met everyone except for him pretty much. And then we like went to sit down, and his dad is behind me and Cody, and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't obviously introduce myself, because, you know, everyone knows each other there. We're the odd ones out.
Yeah.
So we like reached back, and, you know, I was like I was like, hi, Mr. Kittle, like a schmuck, right? Yeah. Hi, Mr. Kittle, like, just so I was like, hi, Mr. Kittle, my name's Connor. I I was like, I make TikToks. Your son and his wife were fans of my TikToks. And, you know, they brought me down to a game.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
wanted to introduce myself. And he's just looking, like, into my soul the whole time. And I can... He's, like, shaking my hand back. Doesn't really say much back. And he's just staring into my soul like this. And I can just... I could read in his face. He's like, who the fuck is this kid? the fuck is a TikTok?
A TikTok?
Because you know how football dads are? Like, it's their sanctuary. Like, he's in a box, you know? Like, George wasn't playing, but, like, you know, he's usually his son is playing, got his binoculars, got his beer. And then, and then these two strangers are like, Mr. Kittle, I make TikTok. And he's like, get out of my fucking way. Like,
fucking football's on.
Yeah, it's like 4th and inches, and I was like, Mr. Kittle,
by the way, sir,
I hate to bug you right now. He's like, and he was sweet. He was very nice to me. He shook my hand and stuff, but I could just see in his face, like, get out of my... Who are these kids in my box? Like,
who are you?
He's yelling at his wife. He's like, who the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's funny, like, me and Cody were like this, and he was sitting behind us, like, kind of in between us. And me and Cody shook his hand, and then as we like turned back, me and Cody were like turning at the same angle. We were just like, that didn't go very well. We got to get out of here. But yeah, very cool, George. Big thank you to him and Claire and his parents and everyone for having us there. That was very, very cool. I could literally own a football team, but I choose not to.
Stupid.
Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial adapted into a new film. Dude. We had this conversation when Winnie the Pooh got turned into a horror movie.
Yeah.
Who's making these calls with, like, productions? And, like, did they not? I don't understand. I mean, there's obviously something. It's an industry that I don't know. But, like, they didn't want to read the room at all first. Like, no shot this was going to be, like, well-received. It's getting shit on online.
They're going to make a movie about the case or about the two of them?
Have you not seen the trailer?
No.
Dog.
There's a trailer?
Dog. It looks like a fucking parody.
Hold on. Can we pause on that for a second?
It looks like a sketch.
Wait.
Deadass.
Did the Winnie the Pooh movie come out yet or no?
I don't know. We should go. We should fucking see it though.
Yes, we definitely need to see it. Now, moving on. No fucking chance.
Miss Heard has defamed Mr. Depp by calling him an abuser.
Look, man. Look what she said about me. This is not life. No one should have to go through this.
He does do a good Johnny Depp.
It's about the truth. May we introduce the next week?
Can't wait to see what's next.
This probably took 4 months. Like, that's a quick turnaround.
Why? What's the point of doing a live action?
It already was fucking...
It was the trial was televised. You could see it real life.
And dude, it's like the thing about like Dahmer and like John Gacy and all these things is like 30 years have gone by or whatever, 40 years since it happened.
Like
this was 5 months ago.
Yeah, this just happened.
It's like not even a thing where you
could
be like...
They were filming this as it was happening probably.
I bet the second it was done, someone was like, dude, I'm fronting it. We got to do it. And it's getting just absolutely dusted online. People are like, why the fuck do you think this was a good call to make this movie?
Yeah.
It looks like a fucking sketch, like a sketch. Like
if you someone should be said, expecting like a punchline halfway through that trailer.
If someone said this was a sketch about like a production studio who just has
money to burn.
Yeah, yeah. I would believe it.
Yeah.
That's what this fucking looks like. And I cannot believe you said the guy does a good Johnny Depp. Is it because he has a mustache and chin hair or what was it?
It was his voice. He talks like Johnny Depp.
Stupid.
Fans cheer as new Scooby-Doo depicts Velma as queer. So in the new movie, Velma is, I think, lesbian.
It's crazy you say this. On Twitter, I saw lesbian was trending, and there was like 100,000 tweets with the word lesbian. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, what's fucking... Who did Ellen DeGeneres just fucking run over with her car?
We're going to take a quick commercial break.
It was all just pictures of Scooby-Doo, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
After years of speculation from some fans, clips from a new Scooby-Doo movie appear to confirm their thoughts. Velma likes girls. So I think it was already kind of a thing that she was like a lesbian or whatever. I was going to be like, it's so forced for them to be like, yeah, we're making Scooby-Doo gay. It's like, that's so forced. Like, you don't have to do this. Yeah.
You don't... People just enjoy the shit for what it is.
You can just enjoy Scooby-Doo without thinking like who's she fucking?
Yeah.
You can't just enjoy a series anymore without being like, who are they sucking and fucking?
Yeah. What are they doing?
Are they sucking dick or are they not sucking dick? I mean, if Velma has already been speculated as LGBTQ, then forgive me. But I just read this and I thought, like, if this is a new thing they're adding, yeah, I'm like, they're just making it. Why always, like, force it? Like, just make it natural. Like, you don't have to put gay people in Scooby-Doo to clear up your quota of, like, including gay people. Like,
yeah.
They're not a fucking chess piece that you can just use to build up good karma. Like, just have Scooby-Doo. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, like, just keep doing what...
Yeah.
They do.
Support gay people, give gay people opportunities in the business, but you don't have to fucking... In the new movie of Scooby-Doo sucks a cock. It's like, oh my God, Jesus yeah. Christ.
Stupid.
I put in here Ice Spice. You know Ice Spice?
Ice.
Munch.
Spice?
What?
What did you say?
Ice Spice.
Ice Spice.
You said Isis.
I said Ice Spice.
You said Isis.
So what if I fucking did? What's Ice Spice?
She's worse than Isis is what she is. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying this episode of the Big Brain Boys. Just a reminder to subscribe to the YouTube if you want video. And if you only want audio, we got Spotify, Apple, wherever else you get audio podcasts. Be sure to follow those. Hit us up on the social media at the Big Brain Boys, Instagram, TikTok, everything else. And hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. Solar panel door-to-door salesman accidentally called, or I don't know if accidentally or whatever, but called a... black person at the door he was at the n-word
yes,
instead of
I
neighbor.
Saw this.
Oh,
that word doesn't just sneak out.
So you know what this?
I know exactly this one. Yeah.
We're gonna replay the clip.
Hello. Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing? Hey, sorry to bother you. I'm Fernando. I work at Peak Energy. We're a few doors down. We're in 1845.
Okay.
So we do solar around here. We're just coming around talking. Sorry, dude. Neighbors. I apologize, man. No, man, that wasn't even...
When you listen to it unedited and you hear the word, he says the whole thing, and I just don't think that word... I don't think that's a Freudian slip. I think that word just...
What's a Freudian slip?
It, when you just, like, confuse words when you're speaking. Like, it's just, like...
That's what that word means?
Yeah.
Okay.
What made it even worse after he said it... He leaned in and tapped the guy on the shoulder and said, I'm sorry, man.
I didn't even
and it's
think
like,
about that.
You and him aren't buddies anymore. You just called him the worst thing you could call
dude,
him.
Dude, he goes for like one of those handshakes.
I'm
goes
sorry,
to dap
man.
You up like, oh.
If that word came out, I would have just turned around and left. I would have been like, there's no saving this. There's no apologies. Like as if that guy's going to be like, oh, all good.
Okay. I'm glad you said this. If you are this guy, and this is not in it, I'm pretty sure neither of us would be in the situation. Yeah. Selling door to door. Hypothetically, if this happened to you, and I mean, you can't even put yourself in a situation where you would say this because neither of us would ever say this. This is so unforgivably not, that's not even, not cool, not even to joke about, but separate issue. Like if this hypothetically was you, you found yourself in a situation where you're in front of a black guy selling things door to door and it slipped up. Literally, put yourself in the situation. What do you do?
That's the thing. Like, I feel like I would start apologizing.
Instantly. Right now, it happens. It comes out. What do you do?
I don't even know.
Is that the first words out of your mouth? I don't even
no,
know.
No, like, I'm sorry.
Go.
No,
go,
I'm sorry.
Go.
I'm sorry.
He's staring at you.
No, I didn't mean that.
He's staring at you.
No, I didn't mean it. I meant neighbors. No.
You have a smile on your face right now. What are you smiling about, dog?
No. It's just, it was a mix-up. Come on, it was a goof. Come on. What are you going to do? Come on. Me and you are goofing around. We're buddies now. Anyways, I'm selling these solar fucking things.
Oh. Dude. Yeah.
What would you do? Would you apologize or would you walk away or would you own it?
I think instantly, if you found yourself in the situation, literally instantly, I think I would like drop to the floor and just like literally put my head in my hands and just be like, oh.
I want this guy to go away just so I can.
Like, and just instantly just like Like, I think the way he did it, he was like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. Like, he was obviously panicked or whatever. Yeah. But, like, I don't think that was the greatest playoff. Like, if that happened to me, I would literally be like, I'd probably start crying.
Yeah, just, streams of tears.
I'd probably be like, just fucking kill me, bro. Like, it's on door cam.
Yeah.
And he said his house number in there, too. He fucking everyone knows where he lives.
Yeah. Stupid.
DaBaby album, 17,000 units first week. Baby on Baby 2.
Didn't even know he dropped an album.
Me? Fucking, I mean, I did just purely off the headlines of how bad it did. But I didn't get nothing. Do you think he's blackballed on streamers? Because people think that you can't get blackballed as an artist as long as you have a fucking internet connection. But there's people that say record labels are blackball you. Yeah. What do you think? Or do you think it's just DaBaby having the same fucking flow on every single song and people are kind of sick of it?
No, I think you got to be blackballed on something. Like, for, I mean, unless the whole album sucks. But for, like, not
listened.
For not a single, like, snippet, no nothing.
Nothing's gone viral. Nothing's been, I haven't heard anything, like. But that's what I'm saying is, like, I think people.
Yeah, like, you turn on the first song, it's that boom, boom, boom.
Flow. Billboard baby.
Ha. Yeah, I think you get blackballed, for sure.
I disagree. I think it is just. Because why blackball them if they think they can make money off them? The music industry has no fucking morals.
True, but didn't he do something controversial recently?
Yeah. Yes.
Stupid.
Elon Musk offers to honor his original bid to buy Twitter.
No, he ain't.
You don't think so?
No, he ain't.
I think Elon is the ultimate troll.
I think he's just fucking with everybody.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because if he gets put in a corner and he has to buy it, he'll be like, all right, bet. Bought. Mine. But
I won.
But he's also doing the, like, he's like fucking with the whole company. He's like, you don't actually have this many users and, like, mm-hmm. all this shit's fake and you do shit a certain way and you say you don't do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
He just has enough money. He has the most fuck you money possible.
Yeah, and I think he's fucking with them in, like, he's like, all right, I'll buy it. All right, psych. Nah. And they're like, come on, dude. Are you buying it or not? Like, dude, that's another thing, all too. Right, like,
fine. I was fucking around before, I'll buy it.
It's like, nah. I've been in sales before where people, like, you're selling things to customers and they'll fuck with you. They'll be like, all right. I'm coming in tomorrow to sign.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow they don't show up and you're like, please, dog. I want to pay rent this month. Please just come in and buy it. And they're like, I'm coming in the next day. You're like, all right. You're like, we're putting it back up for sale. He's like, no. Wait.
I'm coming in.
Hang on. I'll be down there in 20 minutes. 20 minutes goes by. I'll come next week. Fuck.
God damn it.
Stupid.
California passes law for rap lyrics to no longer be used as evidence.
Good. A song shouldn't be a confession.
What if a guy on a song says, I killed Jeffrey on 34th Street on November 17th?
Well,
if it goes bangs, then it's like, all right.
Yeah.
If that's just got a dope beat.
Yeah, I guess to say no lyrics ever, because then, yeah, what if a guy did die there that day and you're saying, you know.
And someone on a rap song says, I did this.
Yeah, then maybe it's a little weird.
I think it becomes a gray thing, which obviously the law cannot be. It's got to be black and white.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it becomes a gray thing where someone's rapping about, like, I got 30 bodies. It's like, okay, we're not going to go back dating these 30 people. But if someone on a song is like, I killed Thomas, like, after school on
first
fucking
last
Tuesday.
Name, yeah. This is the weapon. Here's where I did it.
My social security number is 3456, and I fucking killed that dude.
Oh, shit.
Stupid.
You are the first official guest on the podcast. So thank you so much for being on here. I wouldn't have anyone else in the seat you're in right now. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Nervous.
Don't be. There's about 7 people going to view this. Okay, Sydney, I wanted to ask you this question because we talk about this stuff a lot, and I love your personality. I love your thoughts on topics like this. This is guy-girl talking thing. Is texting and DMing the same thing?
No.
Why? Wrong, but also why? But wrong, but also please go into why.
DMing is lazy. texting is more intentional.
I think DMing is even more personal.
No, texting is more, like, intimate and personal. That's probably why.
I think it's the exact same thing.
I think it's the exact same. We're going to open it up to a comment section and we're going to find out. I think it's even more personal because it's attached to your social media, which is like your account. Whereas like a phone number could be anybody.
No, because like you can just respond to a story and like
that's my shit. That's my shit. That's where I live. I live in the story responses.
I was going to say, just broke a lot of hearts saying that.
You just broke a lot of hearts right there. There's a lot of guys in Sydney's DMs that just got their fucking
like, what?
Lives crushed.
Like, you know if I'm texting you, then I know. Like, I'm being intentional. Like, I want to talk to you.
Okay, we're going to open up to a comment section. I just want you to know. You know what, actually, I'm going to give you the win on this one as of now without the comment section, strictly because you're the first guest of the podcast. I don't want you to leave with a sour taste in your mouth. Between me, you and I as friends, I hope you know that I am going to win this. But as of right now, for the fans, we'll just say, Sydney, you're right. You won that argument that texting is another level of communication.
Oh, that's so hard of you.
Thank you, Sydney. I've actually wanted to have a genuine conversation with a girl about that. And I do not tend to give out my phone number, not even because like I'm trying to be like shady or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, texting, like I'll miss a text like and not respond to it for like a while.
Oh yeah.
Kind of like what you do with me.
Yeah, big time.
But I mean, I guess same thing with DMs, but I'm just on Instagram more than I am my like messages at section of my phone.
Yeah. I think texts just get lost. Like you're in so many group chats and shit.
If you have a group chat that's like constantly getting updated and you have 100 new texts.
You just want texts to be so far gone. You're like, get this shit away from me.
But I spend probably fucking 4 hours a day on Instagram. I'm like in the messages app. Mm-hmm. If you've sent me a DM on Instagram and I didn't reply to it, trust me, I've seen it.
I saw that shit. I also just see it as like the same thing. Like it's on your phone. It's a notification.
I think of that too. Yeah. I think that's the exact same.
Like it would be.
But it's hard for me to not sound like a fuckboy when I say that to girls. Because they're like, of course, like, whatever. And I'm like genuinely like DMing. Like, I have a better chance of talking to someone on DMs than I do text. Dude, fucking the iPhone 14 fucking came out yesterday. My phone already in the shitter. My music slowest app phone. Is fucked. My volume will like not turn out. Holy fuck, man. It's already in the fucking shitter. Steve, dude, I hope more people at Apple fucking die along with fucking Steve Jobs.
Whoa.
No, fuck that fucking company, dude. Because here's the thing. They know you fucking have me. I'm never buying anything fucking else. Cut me a fucking break, man. Give me something decent. I don't ask for like constantly like better shit. Just give me something that's not gonna fucking break. iPhone 14 came out on Twitter fucking 2 days ago and the fucking thing gone. I bought this.
Hold on.
Not long ago I bought that.
You said you said you're never buying another thing Apple again?
No, I'm never buying anything other than Apple again. So, they know they have me, so I'm asking for some fucking mercy here. Give me something. Give me one of the good ones in the back. Like I'm a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give the schmucks the fucking newbies, but like give me,
you're no schmuck.
I'm with you for life. Let me help me help you. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying this episode of the Big Brain Boys. Just a reminder to subscribe to the YouTube if you want video, and if you only want audio, we got Spotify, Apple, wherever else you get audio podcasts. Be sure to follow those. Hit us up on the social media at the Big Brain Boys, Instagram, TikTok, everything else, and hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. Oh, a learning segment. I wanted to do a segment on this show where we try to learn something that we don't know.
Me and you learn something?
Yeah. You might know this. It's me. This is me. We bring our own thing. You bring snacks for the class.
Yeah.
A segment on this show. Uh-huh. Maybe we'll call it teaching. We're learning something. Teach with us. Teach us something. Learning. The U.S. national debt hits a record $31 trillion. Yo.
Sorry. I broke.
I don't know what national debt means. Uh-huh. To who? Who are we in debt to?
You said $31 trillion? What is that number? What does that even mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that, like, dude. I got like 15 grand in student loans that even already I'm like, I'm not paying that shit back, dog. I'm taking that to the grave.
They're not getting their fucking money back.
I'm getting 6 month extensions on it, like just until I'm on my deathbed. Yeah. $31 trillion, like, write it all. It's done.
The money's gone.
To who? In debt to who? I don't know who. And I don't know if this, I don't know if in this segment we're going to look it up and learn. I'd rather just almost leave it and have people
and
in the
me and you try and figure it out right now. We just try and figure out.
All right. All right. Computer closed. Who is the U.S. in debt to? Who gave us $31 trillion?
But
I mean, us. We're in fucking Canada.
Yeah. My question is, you know, they talk about the debt being so high. What's the difference between $31 trillion and $50 trillion? Who does it affect?
That's the thing is, you can, that's almost a number where you can just be like,
yeah, it's $35 trillion now. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
What's the fucking... It's like if you're in the ocean and it starts raining.
Wet anyway. Yeah, like we're fucking deep in the red.
You're
anyways.
Already fucked.
Yeah.
Like, is the national debt to somebody? Like, is it to another country? Because, like, is it to China, Russia? There couldn't be anyone else.
it's probably some of it. Some of it's probably going to people in the U.S. to the student loans
dude,
and shit.
Dude. I would love. Who's the fucking who's the Firefest people? Is it Ja Rule and another guy?
Yeah.
I would love to think that like the U.S. Is it the secretary or treasurer? Like the guy who's like head of the fucking treasury of the U.S. is like Ja Rule Firefest. He's like, all right, just give us another trillion.
All right.
And they're like, dude, you really got to make it happen with this. Like,
you swore it's going to happen.
He's like,
all I need.
I need two more trillion.
Yeah.
They're like, you just said one. He's like,
tops two. If you give me three, I'll take three.
If you give me three, I'll make it happen today. You give me $3 trillion, I'll give you 40 tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would love to think that like the head of the fucking treasury is just some dude who's just like half wasted at work. And he's like, all right. He's like, I know we said we'd make it happen, but we need another 10.
He's just writing checks. He doesn't give a fuck. Just keep the printing press rolling. Make sure the money goes out. I'm good for it.
What happened with the $10 trillion we just gave you?
John, I thought you were balancing the books. Ah, that shit balances itself. Come on, baby. We're freaking USA, baby.
It's
come
the
on.
USA. Hey. You don't like it? Go fuck yourself.
We'll start a little war and fucking Bob's your uncle.
But like, hey, you know we need this money back. Yeah. Hey. You'll get it.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah, as he's like walking away with the check. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to get it.
Let's let the comment section figure that one out.
Yeah. $31 trillion, that's a fake number.
Stupid.
Axe-wielding man explains actions after incident at McDonald's. Says intention wasn't to hurt anyone.
Oh my God. Oh.
On a bike. He's on a bike, dude.
He left his backpack. That was wild. I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah. Then he did an interview.
Kind of waited for him to finish doing whatever they were doing. And then I just did what I wanted to do.
Pulled out a hatchet to teach them a lesson in this exclusive interview.
The most important thing is don't be afraid to defend yourself. My intentions were not to hurt anyone. My intentions were not to put anyone in a hospital or dice anybody up. The reason why I pulled out the hatchet was because, okay, I'm going to get back at these guys, but I'm going to make sure that they don't jump me again. I hope that the fear they felt that night is enough to never assault someone. I'm always out there on the road, so I'm always actually getting into it with drivers, which is what the tomahawk is for. It's not for people.
My man thought he was playing Minecraft, huh?
Yeah, he's weirdly calm for how he acted in that video.
I like how he's talking. Like, I mean, maybe they did attack him first or whatever, and they definitely were shooting shots on him while he was just standing there, and then he just calmly pulled out a hatchet. But he was like talking as if he was like kids, this is a lesson to
like
you.
He was so profound.
Yeah, the way he was like, talking. If you don't want people to mess with you, you just pull out your hatchet and you defend yourself.
Yeah, you just have your hatchet.
He's like, you want to live a good life, you just be about that smoke. That's all you that's all you do. You just be about that life.
You just keep that motherfucking thing on you. That's all you gotta do.
Stupid.
I mean, I think I know pretty much everything about the Adam Levine, or everything up surface level. Like, I watched that girl's video. I seen the screenshots. It seems him and his wife are fine. Like, they seem to still be hanging out or whatever. They'll still be fine. I think they have an open relationship.
Oh.
Well, clearly. Unless Adam gave the greatest apology of all time.
Yeah.
There's no way...
That, like, she's just, like, cool with all this happening?
Well, she probably is cool with all the happening in an open relationship kind of thing. Because, like, there was very... The screenshots were saying
but he was going to name... But then you think she would have come out at this point being like, this was an agreement between the two of us. We knew this would be happening. Like, this seems to be, like, hard-hitting news.
She probably didn't want to make a statement about it or whatever. And not to get too, like, just fucking gossip headline into about it, but I'm like, dude, they probably have a fucking... If you're married to the singer of Maroon 5, I bet it was on the third date he was like, what's your thoughts on, like...
me hooking up with every single person I run into.
I will say, open relationship, cheating, whatever, not really my business or whatever, but, dude, to name your son...
That's the craziest fucking
thing. To name your son after... Because it was a boy, not a girl. I don't know which one's worse. To name your son after a girl you dicked down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spelt wrong. It's Sumner, not Summer. You gotta be good in bed for some guy to name their kid after you when your own name is spelt wrong.
Yeah, Your name is wrong.
The name is already flawed. And for a guy to be like, fuck it, it's fine. It's fine. Just throw it on.
Sumner.
You got to have that Super Soaker 5000 for a guy to name to name his boy after a misspelled girl's name. the girl. What do you think about the girl? Do you think it was... did you see the girl's video?
Yeah.
Do you think she was genuinely like, I was manipulated and I was, you know, or whatever? Do you think this is a clout chase kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to fucking think it's the clout chase card on this one.
How are you manipulated? That's what I don't get. What was the manipulation?
I think it's like any time these uber famous megastars pursue a girl and then maybe it doesn't go the way they want, they're like, oh, he's grooming me. He's manipulating me.
That makes sense, though, for when the guy ditches her. But it seemed like Adam was almost too into her.
Oh, really?
Like, because he's like, I'm going to name my baby
after you. Oh, yeah, I guess.
So that's like...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
This, dude, that right there... I mean, we're not going to come up with the fucking real reason. But that right there, all our abilities are as comedically. And that right there is a testament as to why you should... never be clingy. Because if the lead singer of Maroon 5 can get fucking toasted online for being clingy,
outed for
being clingy,
yeah,
never text a girl first in your life.
No,
never text a girl first.
Don't
never,
say you like her.
Don't say goodnight. Don't text nothing.
Don't if be the, cute.
If the guy who sang fucking Moves Like Jagger can get put on for being like, look at this clingy fucking sucker. Yeah. Like, dude, it's over
look
for
at
all
this
of us.
Fucking weirdo.
Never tell a girl you like her. Never do. Never show no emotion. Yeah. It's over.
Bottle it all up.
Bottle
and
it
then
up.
Fucking just die one day.
Die an early age.
That's how you do it as a guy.
We're not showing no emotions. Sorry, I just wanted to name my fucking son after this girl. I didn't know that was such a fucking crazy thing.
Stupid.
This video is for whoever keeps sending and showing my TikToks to my ex. Send him this one. Curtis, ain't you 22, living with your 16-year-old baby mama in her grandma house? Stealing your mama food stamp card? No car, no apartment, no nothing. You don't got shit. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how you got her pregnant when she was 13 years old. But before that, you got your sister pregnant when she was 12. But you're not going to talk about that, huh? But I'm going to talk about it.
It's so funny to watch that video because I've seen so many versions of it edited where it's like, when you got her pregnant when I was 13, all I can hear in my head is that like Vine sound.
When she was 13 years old.
That's all I can hear in my head when she says that. Or you got your sister pregnant when she was 12.
You got your sister pregnant when she was 12.
It's just like a meme thing. I've gone to elementary school with a girl like this.
Yeah.
Like that kind of like attitude, like that, like funny, like, dude, this girl ends up in the principal's office every day. This is the kind of girl that like in the middle of the class, she'd be like, she'd tell the teacher to like, shut the fuck up or some shit. I know this fucking girl.
Yeah.
My boy Curtis is out here.
Yeah. My man, Curtis, you gotta step your game up, man. You can't be.
Do you think too much or just enough? You think he was wilding out with the last part, probably.
He was going a little crazy. He was going in. He was going in. Yeah. When he was, yeah.
You got to have a job.
You got to have a job. And an apartment and a car. It's
despicable to not have a job nowadays. I mean, now you got to fucking, 2022, you're going to be unemployed?
Those last parts, I mean, that's whatever. Shit happens at that point.
Yeah, it's par for the course.
Stupid.
Hey, guys. Thanks for checking out this episode. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube and make sure you follow us on TikTok and Instagram, and we'll see you next week.
Knowledge.
Curiosity for learning.
Smartest guy in the room alert.
Stupid.
My brain is big and smart.